This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, Creamer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
We are well into December, which is crazy. This year is almost done. We're, 22 days away till Christmas, which is even crazier. I made the grave mistake. I went to finally go see Wicked, by the way, this weekend. I went to Arundel Mills at 4 o'clock. I thought I'd be safe. Like, I was like, I don't think holiday shopping's that crazy at this point. I think we're still got enough time. No. Like, the mall was packed. Like,
oh, yeah.
Slam packed. I mean, there's not a parking spot to be found at this point, man. So, yeah, the holiday season's definitely here.
Christmas in 7 days. 17 days, by the way.
17 days? Oh, yeah,
you add an extra 10 days. I was like, wait. No.
Is it 17 days?
I just looked it up.
It's 17?
I'm not good at math this early in the morning, but I did just check with Miss Google.
Thank you.
So
probably should have done the same thing before I started talking. It is very early in the morning. You're very correct on that.
But it's sooner.
It's even better.
So yay.
Even better surprise.
So that would make sense as to, like, I feel like no matter where you go, it's going to be busy.
It's going
to
be busy.
Yeah, if we're that close.
Slam, man. Well, what's up? 6 o'clock club. How we feeling? Welcome to your Monday. Check in with us. 410-583-1065. Who is up? I know it's not the most fun day for Ravens fans to be checking in today, but how are we feeling? Ravens fan Jessica, how are we feeling this morning?
Man, you know, it was out of control. Garage Boy and I were at the Ravens game yesterday with Old Bay, which was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And I think also, I mean, that's one of the most iconic rivals in NFL history. So it was, the entire stadium was packed. I do think that we were done dirty, though. I feel like, I mean, that's fine. I get that we lost, but I feel like we shouldn't have lost. But I think, you know what? Lamar said we just have to focus on finishing the game, and we have to put more points on the board, and that's what we're going to focus on.
That's it, right? That's it.
But it was an incredible game. That crowd was electric. It was absolutely insane. For the first time, like, I've always seen on Instagram, they have a DJ there. I just had no idea, like, where the actual DJ party was going. People are, like, raging before the game.
I'm sure.
It literally felt like a nightclub outside at this football field in the corner of the stadium, and people are like, they're like dance battling in there. Yeah. It was absolutely iconic. It was so much fun.
How was the weekend overall? Obviously, the Ravens game was a highlight for you. What else was going on this weekend with you?
Honestly, it was all in, like, preparation for the Ravens game.
Yeah.
Like, kind of, like, being in correspondence with them, because I honestly didn't know what to expect and what that means. And we met up with them, and we went to the tailgate with Jimmy's famous seafood tailgate and everything like that. And I think what was so much fun is seeing everyone excited about Old Bay. Obviously, I'm obsessed with Old Bay. The show is obsessed with Old Bay. But everywhere we went, everyone wanted to take pictures with Old Bay. And we were carrying around like the new tin cans because this is all in celebration of them switching from like plastic to tin.
Right.
And I think what we kept talking about was just how awesome it is. And I just feel like there's no other place in the world that rides this hard for a seasoning.
No.
And it was like bringing people together. I was making friends just because I was there with Old Bay. We were talking about how much we loved it. So I felt like it was just the most Baltimore thing I could have ever experienced.
Yeah, it's a VIP experience. Nobody else will.
And that was really, really cool.
For sure. Charlotte, your weekend?
It was good. I chilled with the fam. We put up like our Christmas ornament. So that was really fun and festive. I don't know. I saw my friend. We had brunch. It was really tasty at the food market in Columbia. Fun. I was up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
It was a pretty chill weekend. Fun. How about you?
You know, I wanted to go see yesterday was the BSO, Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, put on Elf in concert.
Cute.
Which is super cute. You know, usually when you think of like the symphony, you think of like super boring, you know, just like it sounds like it'd be something really boring to go to. But to go see Elf put on, so basically it's like the movie Elf, but like they play the music live to it. And so it's like this really crazy, like immersive experience.
No, it's because, really cool.
Like, you've never seen a movie put on like with like the live music underneath it. Like it's really awesome. It was really like fun to go see. It's a really fun holiday thing to go see. So that was fun with the BSO. But like, dang, I feel like here's the thing. There's so much holiday stuff. Like I went to go see Wicked on Saturday, and then I went to go see that yesterday. I'm like, damn, I'm tired, man. Like, where's the weekend? You know
it's
what I mean?
It's hard.
Like the holidays are hard, man. I'm exhausted right now.
I literally am having a conversation with Maya about this topic specifically. To how do you decide where you want to spend your time when it comes to holiday activities, especially here? There is something going on almost every single day, every single weekend, and you have to pick and choose.
Yeah. Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Carrie Shelley, the owner of Enchanted Cakes and Treats in Parkville, officially set a Guinness World Record for the most cupcakes iced in 1 minute. She actually achieved this challenge live on stage over the weekend at the Christmas Village in the Inner Harbor, successfully icing 57 cupcakes. Now, this isn't the first time that Shelley has broken a record, as she previously set another one in 2022 shortly after undergoing neck surgery. And we actually talked to her. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, we've spoken to Carrie. She reflected on the win, and she did admit that she didn't expect to ice that many in 1 minute, but the energy of the crowd pushed her to keep going. Her bakery is in Parkville, Enchanted Cakes and Treats, and it's really good. I've went over there, and her cupcakes are really good, and she has really good shakes, too.
It's crazy to have two Guinness records, though. You know what I mean? To have one is, like, outrageous, but to have two?
But she said, because I remember when she had shared with us that she had just had surgery, so when she did this, she was like, I knew I could have done better, because this time she was, like, healthy, and she wasn't in pain.
Right.
So 57 cupcakes in 1 minute. Let's go, girl.
Number two.
Is it safe to leave your Christmas tree lights on all night? Experts have released a report saying it's best to switch them off before heading to bed. So modern LED lights are safer than old school ones, but they still can overheat or overload outlets if they run too long. A few quick safety habits like checking cords, upgrading aging strands, and keeping connections away from water go a long way toward preventing trouble.
What do you do?
I make it a point to turn off the Christmas lights. But again, like, what if you are staying up late and you fall asleep or something?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like over the weekend that can kind of like be an issue.
Right.
But we will turn them off before we go to bed. Garage Boy will turn on the Christmas lights before he leaves for work so I can see them when I wake up. And then I turn them off again so they're not on when I get home.
Smart.
But I turn them back on when I get home, though.
Number one.
Rumors have been circulating that Taylor Swift had finally settled on a wedding date of June 13th, 2026. But there's also been a rumor that we've discussed that Taylor had locked down the date at Rhode Island's Ocean House by buying out a couple who had already reserved the date. Now, the venue is coming out and releasing a statement saying that Swift did not do that and couldn't have even if she wanted to, saying that Ocean House would not and is not allowing any other party or entity to buy a wedding group out of a contracted wedding date. The venue won't confirm who, if anyone, is actually booked for the date, citing privacy. Now, I think that this could possibly support our theory of her still actually getting married in Italy and not actually over here.
So we should probably explain that because we talked to a listener later on the show on Friday that said that her friend actually had booked a wedding date in Italy and had actually had, did she say it was bought out by Taylor? She just said it was successfully or was offered.
She said that there were like three different, it was like by the third try that they settled on the third offer of her, because what we also think as well is that this might be a distraction, as if making it seem like she's going to get married out here, but she's actually getting married in Italy, and that the bidding war over the venue is actually in Italy, not at Rhode Island's Ocean House.
Right. So, I mean, again, we can only take it, because apparently it was a woman right here in Maryland, this listener that called in. Now, we just have to take it, you know, kind of with a grain of salt, because I mean, she had enough details to make it sound believable. Almost like with anything that comes to the phone, it's like, hey, it is what it is. If it sounds good, it's
but it was very small to more as far as like, I was at the salon, and that's actually like her sister's cousin, somebody's cousin, it was like who's getting married in Italy.
Such a small to more story, but like, it was so many details where I want to believe it. I want to believe maybe it was true, because it was like, hey, Taylor basically offered $1 million and an invite to the wedding if she was willing to, and basically will pay for her whole entire wedding somewhere else if she'll just move
the date in Italy. And I mean, if with Ocean House coming out, this kind of can support the fact that like she's not getting married there,
right? Yeah. So I don't know if you missed that, if that sounds interesting to you, go listen to the Kramer and Jess On Demand podcast if you missed that whole conversation on Friday, and you can maybe see if you think it's real or not.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
If you had a stolen credit card, what would you use it on? Like, Jess, what would you... and everyone's answer is going to be a little bit different here, but if you were a thief, all right, let's just say you had a stolen credit card, what would you use that stolen credit card to go buy? Anything, the world is your oyster at this point.
And I'm going to buy something?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't just have it for fun. You're a thief, you know? Like, what are you going to go buy?
I would just feel bad the whole time. I would just turn myself in.
You're a terrible criminal.
I wouldn't.
I feel like little boo-boos would be definitely high on your list.
No, like, I feel like, and this is how like crazy I am. I'd be like, maybe it wouldn't be as bad if I like get gas in my car, get like groceries.
Gas could be good though. Gas might be good.
Maybe that I would do that for, or I would like go get like all the fancy brands of like the actual brands of stuff. I'd be like, oh, I'm getting Advil today, ibuprofen.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Just whack 100%. Stuff like that.
Sure. Like, what would you do if you had a stolen credit card? Like, what would you use that stolen credit card to go buy? This is going somewhere, by the way.
If it was stolen from like a bad person, I would feel fine, and I would just like ball out and get like a bunch of Broadway tickets.
There you go.
Oh,
like,
that's smart.
Theater tickets could be
book
good.
A bunch of trips.
Yeah, that's actually smart.
Listen, our guy up in Pennsylvania literally stole $65,000 worth of alcohol. $65,000.
Wow.
Y'all, this is not a small amount of liquor. Let's get into the story in PA. So cray cray. If you have not done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
PA So Cray Cray is dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania, because a lot of random trending stories tend to like start making national headlines out of there because they're so unexpected.
Like, I didn't listen. We, obviously, today especially, we typically we don't make fun. I mean, we make fun of Pennsylvania, but it's not coming from a bad place. Today it might be coming from a bad place after the game yesterday. But it's just the weirdest news stories in this whole like mid-Atlantic area, like DC, sometimes a weird news story might come out of there every now and then. West Virginia every now and then, Virginia every now and then, us every now, but Pennsylvania religiously once a week, if not multiple times a week. Is the weirdest stuff not going down up there. And we don't know why. We just got to point it out. Oh, Eugene. Eugene is a 26-year-old. He got arrested last week because he bought more than $65,000 worth of liquor. Not just from one liquor store, but actually multiple. He made over 200 online orders.
Oh my God.
From over 21 counties.
Is he like putting on a party or something?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Project X. I don't know. Like, that's what I'm imagining
in
my mind.
What are you doing with all this liquor? I don't understand. So that's what he did. Is it wasn't just one. He actually would go steal
debit and credit card and like make fake identities and then go and buy all this liquor and then go pick up the orders with like just no issues. Like it was no big deal. I don't know. I guess I didn't know you could order liquor online and go pick it up. Is that a thing? I guess.
Yeah. You like, can also like door. I don't know. I don't think we can do it in Maryland, but you can also like DoorDash liquor and stuff like that.
Have it delivered. That's true. So he did this for over a year, by the way.
Oh, gosh. That's a long time.
The dude pulled this off for literally over a year. And they finally caught on. Over 65 grand. So now he's on the hook for a bunch of stuff like identity theft, forgery, theft by deception, access device fraud, all kind of stuff. So, I mean, we don't need to give you the moral of the story, which is like, don't steal. But like, that's a great question. Jess brings up the best question, which is like, what do you do? You can't drink $65,000 worth of alcohol.
Maybe he was selling it.
Maybe. I mean, the dude's 26, so I'm sure you can like.
I'm sure he was definitely utilizing, but he must have been doing it. Like, he must have been like selling it somewhere. Maybe he works out like some underground like speakeasy.
Okay, that was what I was about to say. I was like, this is giving what I did in Philly because we would buy like. We would go to Delaware to buy the tax-free alcohol and buy so much.
And then sell it?
Yes.
Wow.
When you guys were putting on shows for bands.
I mean,
No, this is all hypothetical. Right. That's all hypothetical. Yeah, if Charlotte was coordinating shows for punk rock bands. Yeah. That's all hypothetical.
But she didn't. You just all made it for the radio.
But that's what I mean. Like, he must have been doing something like that.
I mean, that's just a very... I mean, do you see what I mean, though? Do you see why they have to have their own segment? We don't want to do this. We're like forced to do this. And it's called PA So Cray Cray.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right. Welcome to Monday, everybody. How are we feeling? You awake? You ready to go? $1,000 and free dashing gas on the line. Caller number 10. Good morning. Who's this? Hi. Welcome.
Holly.
Oh, Holly. You're number 10.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Holly, you sounded so serious at first. Now you sound so happy.
Happy Monday, Holly.
It's Holly. What's up? Holly.
Hi. Thank you. I'm just surprised I got through.
Holly, you sounded tough, like you're going to beat me up or something. What's up, Holly? How you doing?
But she's driving, too. You hear her blinker in the background. She's got a lot going on right now.
Holly sounded like she was calling for some kind of like credit card verification when she said her name there first. What's up, Holly? You ready to go? Holly, have you played before?
No, but we listen on the way to school every day, dropping my kids off at school.
Let's go. First timer listens every day. Yo, well, welcome. Well, let's explain the rules, Holly. No matter what, we always clap. It's going to be light. It's going to be, like, fun. We're going to have a good time. This is Monday. Who cares? Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 and free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, Sorry, guys.
What just happened?
I just, like, choked on my own words. I couldn't breathe for a second.
Okay, welcome back.
Sorry, this is $1,000 a minute. I got to stay alive for this one. This is $1,000 of gas on the line. I'm so sorry.
You have a lot to live for right now.
Okay, but you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Holly, you ready to play?
Sure.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts
Question number one, what type of meat is used in a classic BLT sandwich?
Bacon.
Correct. Question number two, what is the third consonant in the alphabet? Third consonant.
D.
Correct. Question number three, who originally sang "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas"?
Oh, God.
Who sang "It's Beginning to"?
Bing Crosby.
It's not Bing Crosby.
But it's not. But it's so easy to get them mixed up because they came around the same time. It's Perry Como.
Perry Como was the original.
With the Montaigne sisters.
I know.
And then like right after Bing Crosby came out with his version.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
It almost feels like a holiday trick question a little bit there. But it's all right. Hey, you're on a roll there. Let's keep going and see how you would have done. Let's play for fun for the rest of these, okay?
Number four, in what state is Crater Lake located? That's Oregon.
It's Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Number five, a stack of books is 96 centimeters tall. If each book is 4 centimeters thick, how many books are there?
Math.
96 divided by 4 is
24.
There yeah, correct. Well, did you just do that in your head? No
yes,
calculator?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you're so smart. That could not be me.
Got that brain
be me.
Working. Well done.
Number 6. What is the name of the kingdom where Shrek lives?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that.
What
it's
is it?
Far, far away.
Yeah.
And then far away?
Yeah, far away kingdom. I know it's so random. It's so funny. Like, when was the last time anyone watched Shrek? I need to watch that movie. It's so good.
Right.
And then 7, what is the process by which organisms maintain a stable internal environment?
Homeostasis.
There
yeah, correct.
Is.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, other than, honestly,
yeah, not too bad.
I feel like it would have gone pretty well. You know, it's been a little like Christmas threw us off a little bit. But other than that, Holly, for a first timer, y'all, come on, let's clap.
Good job,
first timer.
Holly.
First timer. Holly, it's good to have you here. Listen, we always say the first time is, you know, it's the hardest time. Hopefully you'll call us back tomorrow. We got 4 more days, y'all, of $1,000 and free Dash and gas, and we'll see you the same time tomorrow. Okay, Holly?
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day, Holly, and head to Dash In and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dash In.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the holiday season, y'all. Welcome to it. It's officially here. Trust me. I was at Arundel Mills this weekend, and that traffic tells me everything I need to know. The holiday season is here. Just getting off of the exit took me about 25 minutes, so that I can tell you that the holiday season is definitely here. And I know as we're caught up in all of the shopping and like the rustling and bustling. We can't forget like what this season is really supposed to be about, and that really is about helping out because. God, we should feel blessed. Like we should. I guess I should have felt like, man, I'm lucky enough to be able to go to the mall and like go buy gifts this season. There are so many people here in our own community that don't like that are stressed this holiday season, or
yeah.
They don't even have the ability to do that.
And not even gifts, but food.
Food.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the basics. And I think that came into realization for a lot of us as the government shutdown hit just a couple of weeks ago. A lot of resources, just this year in general, I think has been eye-opening for a lot of us, because a lot of, if it wasn't us, it was one of our neighbors. This has been a tough year for a lot of us.
Yeah. And I think a really, really big issue is food insecurity. And I think a lot of us, and I'm hoping that you've never been in that position, but I think with the government shutdown, it forced a lot of people to have to realize that there's more of your neighbors that were put in a position where they needed more help when they didn't expect to.
Right.
And so we partner with Johns Hopkins, obviously for Radiothon. But if you didn't know, they actually have this really cool program called Hopkins Community Connection. And it helps families facing food insecurity by offering in-clinic food. And we're talking pantries, meal support, grocery bags, and connections to long-term community resources. So we're about to introduce you to Ruth. And I think what was special about this was, yes, her daughter was born in 2006, but she has gone through so many different issues in her life and facing her own medical issues that Johns Hopkins has been there for her the entire time.
I had my daughter in 2006. She was born early, so she was a whole month early. And, you know, I have my own little, you know, medical issues, so I don't work as much. So sometimes, you know, that food pantry really does help us. Like, for Thanksgiving, it helped us a lot, because you're not being able to get, you know, food like I want to, because, you know, I don't work that much and I don't make that much. If you don't make enough, you got to get help from somewhere. It definitely keeps the stress off you, and, you know, you don't like to see kids go hungry.
Right. I mean, think about that. If you can put a meal on your table this holiday season, you're doing better than a lot of families this season. So Jess and I knew that we wanted to do something to help out the Hopkins families, and that's why we're turning to you. So Jess, what's our mission this holiday season?
We are trying to pack the pantry for families facing food insecurity. So if you'd like to donate, you can text MIX, M-I-X, to 34984. That's MIX to 34984. And honestly, I mean, anything helps. $34 provides two bags of groceries for a family. $100 stocks one inpatient food pantry for 1 week. And I also understand that not everybody is in the place of giving, and not everyone can do that. And I don't want you to think that that's not something that we're also very cognizant of. But even if you want to share, you know, we're going to post this stuff online as well. So if you want to share it, and I think something that we always touch on during Radiothon, and also when it comes to this kind of situation, is you never expect to be there. But our friends at Johns Hopkins will be there for you when you are in a situation that's unimaginable.
Right. So this time is not really just about, obviously February is going to be all about taking care of the kids and getting them well, but there's so many things that go into that, right? And taking the stress off the families this holiday season. That's what this is going to be about right now. And we just said, listen, if you're blessed enough to not have to worry about that right now, if you have got a couple of bucks and you want to do something good this morning to start your week out right, if you're able to like put gifts under the tree or Hanukkah or whatever, if you'll just text the word MIX, M-I-X, to 34984. That's MIX, M-I-X, to 34984. We're not going to call. We don't have like the call bank set up. This is a much smaller operation than usual. But we just thought this holiday season, we just, you know, you guys are awesome. We just get together and do a much smaller operation and try to pack the pantry and for over at Hopkins for the families that, you know, this is going to be a harder season than usual for them because everything going on. So, yeah, you guys know what to do. You know what's right. So just text the word MIX, M-I-X, to 34984, and let's make it a really bright holiday for the families over at Hopkins.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
He said he felt cheated by what she gave him for the holidays last year. Does he have a leg to stand on? Let's decide right now with Judge Jess, okay? If you've not done Judge Jess with us before, Jess loves to...
I support justice.
Not support justice.
I stand for justice.
Okay.
Justice.
No. Charlotte, you're not helping. You're
yes.
not You're not helping right now.
Justice.
You're actually making it worse. You're making it worse right now. So here's what we say. Since justice have clearly a lot of opinions, if you're ever having a disagreement with somebody in your life, call the voicemail 855 Kramer Jess. You tell us what's going on between you two, and then justice will be served. How about that?
Precisely.
Justice will be served.
Hey, my name is Amanda from Towson, and I have a question for Judge Jess. My boyfriend and I have been together a little over a year. He works in tech sales and makes really good money, and I'm a teacher, so I definitely do not make anywhere close to what he does. So last Christmas, he bought me this $700 designer purse that I did ask for, but I got him a map of where the stars were the night we met, which I thought was pretty cute. And I really wanted something meaningful instead of something expensive, you know? So he told me later that he kind of felt cheated, like I tried less than he did because the prices weren't even close. He thinks spending more money shows more effort and sacrifice, and I guess that equal spending means equal effort in the relationship. I think effort is about how thoughtful the gift is, not how much it costs, because people make different amounts of money. Anyways, this year he wants us to set a spending minimum for Christmas so our gifts are fair, but I feel like setting a dollar amount takes the feeling out of the gift giving and makes it like a bill and not a gift. So he says, I'm being unfair because I asked for something expensive last year, so I should give him something expensive back this year. But I don't think asking for one big gift means I have to keep up with his income for the rest of our relationship. I don't see how that's fair. So if you could really help us out, that would be awesome. Thanks, Jess. Let me know.
Wow. All right. This is tough, actually. This is kind of an interesting situation, right? You've got two people in a relationship that make different incomes. And now the holidays are here, and it's like, well, does one person deserve to get a bigger gift because their partner makes more money? Do we set a bar to where it's like, hey, I don't want to feel like I've spent more on you? Like, what do you do with that?
Well, first of all, I just feel like how they feel about money and how important money is in their relationship is like a red flag just in general. And I just want to say that. I also feel like this is a PSA to people who make a lot of money. If you're a rich person, if you expect everyone else to be able to afford your taste, you're just delusional. So I would like to put that out there. Like, no one's going to take out a credit card so you have a nice Christmas.
Well,
however, I would like to say, let me finish my justice.
Go ahead.
I would like to say that if that's the case, I also don't think it's fair if you know that your partner can afford it or has a bunch of money for you to ask for a $700 purse. Because I feel like I would hope that, like, if I was balling, if I won the lottery personally, I would hook up my family so fat, like, period, point blank. Like, all my nieces would be in diamonds. Like, Butter would have a yacht. Like, my mom would have whatever she wanted. My dad would have all the Nike in the world. Like, Garage Boy, you know, I would, like, pimp him out. You know what I'm saying?
And you wouldn't expect them to do anything
Absolutely for you? Absolutely not. Like, if I make it big and I'm Oprah, I'm taking my whole family, I'm buying a piece of land, and, like, we're not going to talk to anyone else, and we're going to live like kings and queens. Like, that is ultimately the dream. Now, that's me. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't me. I'm going to be pissed. If I give you a $700 purse, you're giving me a $700 something. You ain't even going to give me $650 nothing. I'm keeping a tab. And that's just how I feel. I don't know that the word cheated would feel right, but I would definitely feel some kind of like, hey, there's a disparity. Let's do this. Well, you need a rule first off. Sorry.
Damn, this is kind of complicated.
I know.
I think they both need to go to therapy. Sorry, this is my powder puff on my setting powder. I don't know where my gavel is.
Can we do this? Can you call us or text us right now? Do you feel like in your relationship, because I feel like couples should spend the exact same amount on each other, point blank. No matter the job.
So you want people to like take out loans for you?
I would think so.
Okay.
If I spend $500 on you for the holidays, you better spend $500 on me. Like, point blank.
What if you had a sugar mama that was a billionaire? You're still going to feel that way?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
You would quit your job. You said it. We have it on record.
No.
You are a liar.
And I think
you've literally said all you wanted to do was to find a sugar mama or like, you would quit your job and let her pay for you.
But I would go like drive an Uber.
And that you wouldn't marry for love anymore, that you want to marry for money. So you're the user in the situation.
I would make it work for her. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, will you tell us in your relationship, like, is it equal for holiday gifts? Because I think most couples are probably even. And if not, then I bet it causes drama. Hey, Alexis and Towson, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, do you feel like that, like, holiday gifting, should it be equal when it comes to the price tags with couples?
I feel like it should be, like, semi-equal. It doesn't have to be exact $5 amount, but I think asking someone to get you a $700 purse when you don't have $700 to spend is crazy.
Explain that to the judge, because she's being a little reckless today.
No, that's not true. I acknowledged that, and I called her out. I did call that out. I said that didn't make any sense.
What's your thoughts, Alexis?
I just think that I understand, like, gifts should be meaningful and it shouldn't be about the price tag. I do agree with that. However, if you don't have $700 to spend on somebody, I think it's a little absurd to ask somebody to spend $700 on you.
So, like, last, you're in a relationship, Alexis?
Yes.
Last holiday, what do you think you spent on your partner and what do you think your partner spent on you?
I spent about $250 and he spent about $180. But, like, we send each other what we want and we just kind of gauge through that.
But did you not feel a little cheated in that? Like, just a smidge cheated?
No, I mean, I'm a nurse and he's just, you know, he's a manager at a restaurant, so I make a little more. And
okay. You make a little more. But did you not feel like $70 cheated? Like, just like a little?
No.
No, okay. All right.
No.
So Alexis is fine.
I feel
okay.
like you're projecting
okay.
your own
all right.
crap.
There goes Alexis. Appreciate you, Alexis. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Michael in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Does it matter if you have a price disparage in holiday gifting?
Absolutely not. I think it's all with a thought that counts. It shouldn't matter about the price tag or how much you spend. It's the thought that counts. And I think, because me and my husband, we've been together for 10 years, and our price gifts difference are so different in pricing.
Yeah.
And it's a thought that counts because he knows that it's what I wanted versus what I needed.
Aww,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Question though. I just thought about this. I wonder if the person that says that is the person that's giving less. You know what I mean? Like, are you the person that's giving less financially than your partner? Like, do you get financially more in giving than your partner?
No, actually, it's the complete opposite.
You give more. So, like, let's talk about, like, last holiday. How much do you think financially you spent versus how much he spent?
On just my significant other?
Yes.
So I spent about maybe $250 because he wanted some Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh,
and stuff.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Those cards can be pretty pricey sometimes, depending on what pack you get for them.
Yeah.
And I think he spent like $60 to $100 on me because it's what I want.
And you didn't feel mad about that?
No, because it's not about, because it's not tit for tat. And I feel
like you owe me $150 Venmo me right now.
And this comes down to your freaking crazy allowance you got, because you think people owe you stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when you love somebody and you love your partner, I want to give Garage Boy as much as I can, and I'm never keeping a tab of how much I have given or spent on him, because that's not what you're supposed to do for your life partner.
We're going to try a new segment this morning, okay? It's called My Bad Monday, okay? My Bad Monday. And if you ever feel like you need to walk back a statement that you ever made in your life because you now, in your own personal growth, realize that you are wrong about something, then you can confess it in My Bad Monday. Is there anybody that feels like they need to make a statement? I definitely do. And if you don't, you can just pass. Jess, you feel like you need to make a statement today, My Bad Monday?
You know what I can? I've already handled this in my personal life with the people that I needed to apologize to, but I feel like I should say it publicly.
All right. My Bad Monday with Jess.
My Bad Monday, I was talking trash on La La Land in 2016. And thought it wasn't going to be a good movie, so I boycotted it and didn't see it for like 2 years.
Wow. And then you watched it?
And let me explain myself.
Okay.
So when La La Land, before it came out, I see that Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling get the two lead roles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just
it's a great movie. It's
but
it's
here,
Academy Award winning.
But listen to me. And I like went through the whole like Oscar run, didn't see it. I think I waited like 2 years to see this movie.
Yeah.
Because when they got the roles, I was just so uppity about it. Like, I don't know what my vibe was, but I was like, why would they get these two roles when we've never seen them perform? Like, I get Ryan and Mickey Mouse Club, but like, I was like, can Emma sing? Like, are there other people up for these roles? Are actual performers in that way? And did they take them from them? Like, I was being a hater.
Yeah.
And then
for
2 years later, I was at my uncle's house and he was talking about La La Land, and I was like, I haven't seen La La Land because it's probably whack. And he goes, what did you just say to
me? Wow, it's a.
And I was like, I mean, I haven't seen it. He sat my butt down, forced me to sit down. This is Maya's dad, by the way. Forces me to sit down. He was like, you are not leaving this house until we watch La La Land.
Yeah.
We watch it. Of course, I'm in tears.
Of course you would be.
And I was like, this is one of the best films I've ever seen in my
adventures.
Life. I apologize for talking trash on La La Land for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I am sorry. And since then, I watch it regularly, and it is one of the best films I've ever seen and it has ever been made, truly.
It's my bad to...
My bad. My bad Monday to La La Land. I apologize for my 2016 self.
This is such a ridiculous segment.
No, it was so serious.
Charlotte, do you feel like you need to say my bad on My Bad Monday to anybody or anything?
Damn, yours was really light and fun. Now I feel bad. Mine's kind of...
Oh, God. Okay.
Everybody, not super
everybody buckle
emo,
up for this.
But like,
that's okay.
So I remember back in the day, I talk out of my bleep a lot. Like,
you?
I'm just a yapper.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember saying to my cousin at one point, I was like... I don't understand why people just don't like leave like abusive relationships.
Oh,
and it wasn't
wow.
until I went through one myself that I understood.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stood that it's just not that simple.
Yeah, that
and
is
I had
true.
To go back and be like, I am so sorry for not understanding better what you went through and
100%.
Like sounding like just so stupid about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't
that's
that
a
crazy
thing to say.
That's yeah. true. Like, I don't know if we should say my bad to abusive relationships because that doesn't sound right at all. But it is true how like you can look at somebody's relationship like, why wouldn't you just leave that until you do one yourself?
Until you've been through it.
You've been
then,
in that
like,
situation.
And then you get out of that and you're like, wait, did I just do
you're like, how did
one
I,
of those?
Or how did I even get caught up in this
yes.
in the first place?
Yes.
And
yes.
then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I was just in that exact same situation that I like talked trash on like 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago.
And I appreciate her clocking me on that and being like, hey, you sound really stupid right now.
Right, yeah.
Because
right,
I did.
Yeah. Well, my bad too. Maybe my bad
to making assumptions.
Judging other people's relationships.
Yes.
Yeah, how about
that's
that?
A
my
way
bad.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's my yes. bad to that. Y'all, I never thought I would say these words. So y'all can beat me up as much as you want for this. Because I'm rarely wrong. I'm rarely wrong.
To you.
It never happens. So mark this day down.
That should be the my bad itself.
You're
that's
never,
hilarious.
You're never going to get another one of these out of me. All right? We'll never do the segment again because I'm never wrong.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all, I went to go see Wicked this weekend. And like, you know, I hate Ariana Grande. I hate her. Like, I don't think she's
as a person.
No, yes. Not as a person. Well, I don't even know as a person. I don't
you
know.
Literally, you
literally
hated
know.
Her for so long.
I thought she was
reason.
So bad in Wicked One, though. She ruined the movie. She
you,
ruined,
I mean, you were so
she
wrong.
She ruined yeah. Wicked One. She was wrong. The worst. She was the worst part of Wicked One, y'all. She was so good in Wicked Two. She was literally the best part of that movie. Like, she, I have never seen somebody yeah. more talented in my life.
Yeah.
Like tears, like excitement,
I
like
told
y'all.
You.
I was on like my edge of my seat. Cheering that woman on
literally.
Because she did so fantastic in that movie. I was mad at myself for 2 hours and 10 minutes because she did so fantastic.
It's 2 hours and 17.
Start to end. yeah. I didn't stay for the credits. My bad. Listen, my bad today on My Bad Monday goes out to Ariana Grande because I talked so much trash on that woman saying that she was not that good of an actress. She
yep.
killed it in Wicked 2. So my bad. My bad, Ariana. You were fantastic in Wicked 2.
I know that's right.
And one.
No, she wasn't that great.
I don't understand how you can
she wasn't that
understand
great one, she was
how
very
good
talented
she was
too.
In two, but
she
not
wasn't.
One.
She wasn't.
What's
hey,
not
don't,
clocking
how about,
to
how about
you?
Not push it? Don't push it. She got her flowers today, okay?
Okay.
How mad would you be, honestly, if you found out that your partner proposed to you with a high-end ring box, but you found out the ring inside, not so high-end, okay? Like, would it bother you, or is it giving you the moment that you wanted? Like, I don't know how most people would feel. But we're going to find out how she felt right now. Y'all, it's time for a Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check back in with people from the previous week with their Talk Me Out of It, where they called in and said, hey, listen, I know this idea seems crazy, but I don't know if I should do it or not. Where were we with Anonymous last week, Jess?
Anonymous was planning on proposing to his girlfriend, hopefully fiance, now, over this past weekend. But her dream was to always have an engagement ring from Tiffany's. So he bought a Tiffany's box on eBay, but the ring is not from Tiffany's. It's from Jared, and he wanted to possibly, I don't know, do a little smoke and mirrors, I guess.
I'm going to write this one down in my journal because I'm going to do this one day. Anonymous, you're back on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You sound positive. First off, are you engaged?
No.
Wait, what? Why?
Okay, so I listened to everything people said. I understand the listeners who said she'll be disappointed if she notices. But I also understand people who said that it doesn't matter. Like, the moment matters more than the ring. I don't know. I'm still stuck because, like, everything is already planned and her parents are here.
Wait, so you didn't propose at all? You're still.
You guys just went to dinner?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Because you couldn't decide on what to do?
Look, I keep thinking about how happy she was when we were at Christmas Village and how excited she's been like all week. And I kept looking at that ring inside the Tiffany box, that Jared ring in the Tiffany box. And I'm feeling guilty.
Yeah. It's screaming lie to you, isn't it? Yeah. You hear it.
I'm torn because like, I love her and I want this moment to be perfect. And I couldn't do it.
Okay, first of all, I really want you to get engaged because clearly that matters more than anything. And I hate that you're so stressed out because I feel like this is part of your experience too. Like, you're supposed to be excited. This is a really big moment for you as well. Why don't we just put the ring in like a neutral box?
A not Jared box?
Not Jared, not Tiffany's. You can get one of those cute little
Amazon.
Velvet ones off Amazon. And you just put it in there and propose
you,
to her that way.
Yeah.
Because you should not be so stressed out
yeah.
about whether where it's from
so
or
wait,
not.
So hang on. So you took the ring with you to the Christmas Village. You took it to dinner and like everything. And you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because you were so nervous. And you're not supposed to be feeling like that.
No,
I think that's what
right.
I hate.
No,
is
Jess
that
is right.
You're not supposed to be feeling that way at all. You deserve to be excited. So what do you think about just putting it in a nice box that has, like, no brand on it?
I could, but she likes Tiffany.
I feel like,
does
dude, if she loves you,
yeah.
like, that's what matters. I swear to you, she's going to be so excited that it's not going to matter and it shouldn't matter.
I feel sick
that's
in my
not what's important.
Now that, like, the moment passed, and you know she was expecting it to. Like,
do you think? I don't think.
Well,
I mean, does
I mean,
she know?
I mean, if her parents are here, do you think she expects you to propose this weekend?
Probably.
Okay. So
aww.
You got to do it. And you either need to A.
You can overnight an Amazon box.
Yes.
A really cute one.
Or just give her the ring you have in whatever box you have. And
or you can just hold it. How about you hold it in your hand? I've seen people do that.
How about just break up?
No, I've seen people put the rings in their pocket and they just pull it out and it's not in a box. I do think it's more fun when it's in a box.
I'm sick.
But let's just not worry about the box.
How about we just break up?
How about we put it... We can think of a different idea. You can put it in like some flowers, or I've seen people put engagement ring in a champagne glass. Like, there's so many other things.
How about just give your class a ring and let's just move on?
No, there's other ways we can do this.
Man, what I'm saying, you got to figure something out.
Who cares about a cardboard box that you bought on eBay? Yeah. Just throw it away. It's not yours.
I don't know. Obviously, we're interested. Listen, if you...
That could also be bad energy, too. We don't know what that ring was used for.
That's a good point. This has got so many twists and turns in it. Hey, keep us posted in the stories. We're obviously very curious on this. But no matter what, man, you deserve to be a very happy couple.
If she gets mad and if something goes down, have her call us.
Yes.
Because I feel like if she were to know how much you care about this whole situation, I feel like that more than anything matters the most.
100%.
You know?
Either way, man, we appreciate you calling us back, telling us a story, and just being honest with us about the whole thing and just, you know, being vulnerable about it. So thank you for the update.
Please don't use the
Of course. Thank you guys for listening.
I think there's a list of socially awkward things that everyone wants to avoid just because they're so painfully uncomfortable. And this happened to Garage Boy and I yesterday at the Ravens game.
Oh, God, what?
Yesterday, Garage Boy and I went to the Ravens-Steelers game with Old Bay, and it was one of the most iconic, incredible, like, once-in-a-lifetime experiences that we've ever had. It was actually insane.
Which, by the way, did you stay the whole game?
We stayed for most of the game.
What was the vibe like in the stadium?
The vibe was like, what the beep, okay?
Yeah.
Like, that was the vibe. But the energy was electric.
I'm sure, yeah.
So I feel like the vibe was electric. So Old Bay gave us, they gave us tickets to the game. And when we sat down, I remember literally saying to Garage Boy, I couldn't register. Like, I was having a hard time, like, looking at the field because I've never been that close before. Like, I could not believe how close we were to this game. And we're sitting there. And I think one of the coolest things about being at a Ravens game is just who you're sitting next with. You kind of become kind of like a community, and you cheer together and you talk together and you interact and stuff like that. So like, we make friends and all of our stuff is down. And like, at this point now it's like 30 minutes into the game and we've already like, you know, kind of had a vibe with like the little section that we were in. And then two women walk up and they were like, "You guys are in our seats, I think." And we were like, "Oh no, like I don't think so." Like, there's like, we pull up the tickets and like the exchange is only happening between the four of us and there's people like around. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "No, I'm pretty sure like you're in our seats." And then they pull up their tickets and basically we were literally like, we had the same exact seats of like the like seat 14 and 15, but we were just in the section right over.
Oh, okay.
But because it was only like, it was so loud that the conversation was only happening within the four of us. The crowd, like our new like football Ravens like crew friends
around
us, I think they assumed that like we were just sitting in other people's seats and we were trying to like sit there, even though
like you guys like moved up that, or something.
Yeah, like that we were like trying to steal their seats.
Oh.
And then you have to like, there's no room to like walk, so we're like picking up all of our stuff and everyone's already sitting down, and I didn't have enough time to explain to everyone like, no, we're literally just right there, we're not trying to steal anyone's seats, like, you guys, like, I felt like this friendship, this like relationship that we built in like section 132 that actually was not my section, they all thought that we were like liars.
Well, they turned on you.
They kind of turned on us. And then on top of that, the action of having to get all of your stuff.
Yes.
And asking, and this is a very intense, important game.
Yeah.
And having to
it's
be like
the game, right?
It's the game.
Yeah, it's the
and
game.
And then as we're trying, and then everyone through the whole line just thought that like, because they don't know what's going on. So we're asking them to move. They see these two people ask Garage Boy and I to get up. So they obviously all thought that we stole our seats.
Well, you know that feeling too. You know that feeling of when like you're at a football game, you're at a, you know, a musical, you're at a concert, whatever, and you see somebody in the wrong seats and they have to move and you're like, you a-hole.
Your
like,
automatic assumption is
how
like, oh,
dare
this
you?
Girl.
You're a piece of crap.
And they like, were talking to us. They were like, how were you guys today? And obviously Garage Boy, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it was so much fun. Like, we're with Old Bay. So I assumed like, oh, this girl's lying. This girl doesn't know Old Bay. This girl totally stole these seats. This girl probably doesn't even belong here.
No,
and then like the walk of shame of holding your things and like kind of like the little like shimmy walk among the stairs of everyone like looking at you.
Right.
And then when we got to our section, I tried to look over to kind of get some validation that
like
no,
go.
You guys, this is where we are, but like they never looked at me and they'll probably never think of me again. But it's just the, and even though it was an accident, like even just the act of being in the seats that aren't yours, whether it's on purpose or not, and like getting caught or getting told that you're not supposed to sit there is, I think, one of the most like vulnerable, it's socially sick. Awkward interactions.
You should feel sick today. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.